This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this is the Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock. And Tatiana, now, Tatiana, I'm going to let you unfold this one because I'm not real sure exactly how this is going to unpack, because I've seen what you posted, and I know we have Robin on the phone, but I don't know if, like, Robin is in, like, a room with a bunch of people. So you go ahead and unpack this one.
We've got an evil plan, Bill. We've got a very special show this evening.
Well, hang on a minute.
We're going to burn through it.
You're going to burn? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, well.
We are. We've got a lot of material to cover. And this evening, we are going to introduce you to the DC Project, presented by A Girl and a Gun. We've talked about this a couple of times on the show. But tonight, we're going to bring you live the DC Project, because that is where 50 women are right now from 50 states, all in DC. These women meet with their state legislators to reveal the faces and stories of Second Amendment supporters. They represent all of us. These women span three generations of shooters, their mothers, their professionals, their athletes, their educators. The list is too long, and we would burn through this hour if we said everything that they are.
Well, I have to accompany every evil plan with this. Okay, so the evil plan is executed. Ladies, take off. All right.
See, now I'm going to hold you to that. Every time I say evil plan, I'm waiting for that. That's good. Okay. All right, I'm going to refrain because it's too much fun. It's like the easy button from start.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
so anyway.
Yes.
So we have four of these ladies who are right now in D.C. at this very moment, and they come from Texas, Tennessee, Indiana, and New York City. And we're going to start with Robin Sandoval, who has joined us a few times on the show, and she is with A Girl and a Gun. Welcome, Robin. Thank you so much for pulling this together and passing the phone around.
Yes, I'm so excited to talk to you about the D.C. Project. We've had such a great week here. It's just an amazing atmosphere. 50 women coming passionate about our Second Amendment rights, and we've stormed Capitol Hill and knocked on doors and had really productive meetings with legislators all week long.
So tell us a little bit about what it is. Okay, so you've been there for a week. What have you been doing? What is the work that you were doing involved?
Well, I arrived on Tuesday, and we've been having meetings, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then some people were meeting, had additional meetings today, today, Friday, and we kind of culminated our event with a rally on the Capitol grounds. So in our meetings, we're meeting with our legislators. We're talking to them about our Second Amendment rights. We really want to make sure that, you know, that for me personally, there's so many mothers and students and, you know, moms that are out there making demands. And I just wanted my legislators to know that this mom had a different agenda. And I wanted my voice heard too, because I may not be the most sensationalist, but my vote matters, and my values matter, and my family matters. And so I wanted to stand before them and say, when you think of the Second Amendment, when you're ready to legislate my rights away, think of me and think of the moms like me that are standing in front of their kids. That's the message I wanted to bring to Capitol Hill. And everyone has a little bit different message. And I'm really excited to introduce you to three of my colleagues tonight on the show, because they each have a different story and bring so much information and passion and experience to the DC Project to share with their legislators the same mission as to why they're passionate about their rights and why we don't want them legislated away.
Now, which legislators have you met with this week?
I met with Senator Cruz's office and Senator Cornyn's office. I met with Senator Cruz's counsel, but I was fortunate to meet with Senator Cornyn. And, of course, he is a supporter of our Second Amendment rights. You know, being from Texas, it's a little easier to have those conversations. But I also did go with the delegate from Washington, and we met with some, you know, people on the other side of the aisle that don't have the same values we have. And we were able to really kind of dispel some myths about gun show loopholes and other concerns that they had. We really wanted to be a resource to say, you know, if you have questions about the system or the laws, reach out to us. We want to inform you about the myths that are there, the wrong messages that are being sent in the media. Reach out to us, because not only are we enjoyers of shooting and of target shooting and hunting and all of our pastimes, but we women, these 50 women are professionals in the industry. This is not only my passion, but it's also my livelihood and how I support my family. So we have experience. We have an expert level knowledge. We're subject matter experts, and we really want to be a resource for them to dispel those myths and help bridge the gap.
The lineup of ladies that is with you this week is immensely impressive. And we will be speaking with Nikki Gozer. Is it how you say her last name? I don't want to.
Mm-hmm. Nikki Gozer, yes, Gozer. She's here with me.
Mm-hmm. Beth Walker and Lauren Hartnett will also have a segment. Now, you are there with your son. So this isn't just individuals. These are families that are going to D.C. for this. How has this experience been for him?
Yeah, I brought two juniors with me. My son Nathan is 11, and I also brought Ashlyn Thomas, who is our 12-year-old junior ambassador for A Girl and a Gun. She is a sweet little 12-year-old, but she is a hard charger on the range. She's a three-gunner, and she shoots pistol, rifle, shotgun. And it was really great for these juniors to sit there, too, to say, you know, while mom is here talking about my self-defense rights and self-defense to protect my family, our juniors are talking about their sport and their love for the sport that they don't want legislated away. And as a mom, I love looking at these legislators and saying, three-gunning is safer than cheerleading. It's safer than football. You know, this is their sport, and this is what they love to do. And these are all American kids. These are the kids that everyone wants. These are the kids that are in scouting programs and AP classes and respectful and responsible. I think it's really important for the world to see our kids and see if they're really good kids, and their love of firearms doesn't make them different than any other kid in their school.
No, it certainly doesn't. And I find that children that are involved in organized sports, especially organized sports that require a level of focus for safety, martial arts being that, the shooting sports being those types of things, they really do rise to the occasion, and it's incredible for personal development. It's so impressive. Now, how do you feel overall that the D.C. Project has been received this year? Because this is the third or the fourth year that the D.C. Project has made this trip.
This is our third year to come out on the Hill, and you know, we've had a mix of meetings. Some, of course, you know, my meetings with Texas legislators were kind of a informal fist bump, and I keep going, and we're here with you. The conversations in Washington were a little more contentious, and in some cases, for the example, I met with a congressman from Massachusetts, and you know, at the end of the day, we had to respectfully agree to disagree, but it was still really great for us to have our message here, for us to stand up, and for us to post our pictures on social media to show that we're doing it. And if we can come to Washington and do it, there's no reason for everyone not to get involved at home. The more voices, we can't be silent. We can't let the protests do this, all the talking. We have to stand up and protect our rights. And the more we do and the more voices we can encourage to speak up with us, the better we all are for it.
Absolutely. Now, we have 1 minute. Let's share with everyone how they can learn more about the D.C. Project online.
So the D.C. Project has a page on the A Girl and a Gun website. You can go to dcproject.info or go to agirlandagun.org, and under our events tab, you'll see the D.C. Project. And it has a list of all the 50 women who are here. It has, you know, some of our goals and the plans for future, for the rally this year. And we'll have a rally again next year. So anyone who's within the driving distance of Virginia, hop on a train and come join us next year at the rally. Every year we get a little bit bigger.
I think this is absolutely important, incredible, and fundamental work. And without these types of efforts, those of us who live and breathe this, our rights are jeopardized, and we, without this type of effort, we stand to lose quite a bit, especially for the next generation. So again, agirlandagun.com.
I was just going to add that it's so important that this is a women's issue, this is a family issue, so we should all be involved.
Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you for inspiring us to do that.
Everybody stand by. We'll be right back. This is Weaponized Woman, and this is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And today, the weaponized woman has taken a dark turn. But that's okay, because, you know, it's all in. The dark turn, talking about dangerous people here when you when you get them involved and stuff. And it's a weaponized one with Tatiana Whitlock. So, Tatiana, I will let you bring up the next batter, if you will, and you guys play ball.
Fantastic. If you're just tuning in, we are talking tonight with four of the 50 ladies who are presently in Washington, D.C. with the D.C. Project presented by A Girl and a Gun, speaking to legislators from their respective states and more about what it means to be a Second Amendment advocate and what the Second Amendment means to the American citizen from the face of someone whom they may not have met and from a perspective they may not have considered. Our next guest is Nikki Gosar, and as Robin mentioned, these four ladies who are joining us this evening all bring a shared yet unique perspective on what the Second Amendment means to them. Nikki is from Tennessee. Welcome, Nikki, and thank you for joining us.
Hi there. Thanks so much for having me on.
Absolutely.
So I feel like I need to disclose some. I feel like I need to disclose something to your listeners. I actually used to be a member of the D.C. Project last year, and I traveled to D.C. to represent the state of Tennessee. However, a lot has happened since then, and I have actually moved to D.C., and I'm no longer actually with the D.C. Project, but I'm kind of working with them in another way. I got a job with the chairman of the Second Amendment Caucus in Congress. I work for Congressman Thomas Massie of Kentucky now, and I have had the pleasure of organizing a meeting with him and the D.C. Project ladies, and he came out to their reception and spoke with all the fantastic ladies there and went and spoke at their rally today. And I used to be one of them. I told him, I said, I used to be one of you. Well, I'm still one of you, but, you know, I'm not officially with you anymore. But I'm just so proud of them. And I just let them know that what you're doing is so important. Now that I'm a congressional staffer, I want them to know to never be discouraged and just keep fighting and doing what you know is right, because there's people out there that need to be able to protect themselves and their families, and they need strong female voices out there standing up for people's Second Amendment rights.
Well, thank you. Thank you for taking that step and involving yourself on the Hill, because we need more of us in positions where we can be that voice in a present and constant way. So thank you. Now, for those who are not familiar with your story, can you explain to them what events led you to following this life path that you're on now?
Sure. Well, I tell you what, life can lead you in directions you never dreamed were possible. That's for sure. I never, ever thought I'd be working in Washington, D.C. in Congress, but that's where life has taken me. Back in 2009, my husband, Benjamin, was murdered right in front of me by a man that was stalking me. And because of Tennessee state law at the time, I was living in Tennessee. At the time, I had to leave my permitted legal handgun that I normally carried for self-defense locked in my vehicle because we were in a gun-free zone. And I obeyed the law. My stalker did not obey the law. He did not have a permit to carry, brought a gun illegally into the middle of a restaurant, and shot my husband 6 times in front of myself and about 50 other patrons right in the middle of the restaurant. And I will probably wonder for the rest of my life if I could have prevented that. Of course, I'll never know because I was denied a chance. And I have spent the past 9 years trying to educate people about how important our Second Amendment is, and, you know, just how important it is to be able to protect yourself, and why these gun-free zones are extremely dangerous, where evil goes to harm innocent people. They know that the people there are helpless.
And that is something that most who have not come close to feeling the sensation of being hunted, or who have been witness or on the receiving end of a violent or very scary attack, don't believe that that is real. So to hear it from somebody who, where violence has touched your life in such a personal way, makes that point irrefutable. And it's a painful story to have to speak about, but your doing so is helping to make people realize that we're not speaking from a paranoid place. We're speaking from a place of truly knowing that this evil exists and how close it can come to you if you're not prepared.
Sure. And that's really the point, is I don't want people to feel paranoid. I want them to be prepared, because evil can visit you at any time and anywhere, unfortunately. And, you know, I wish that we lived in a place where everybody was just peaceful and loving and we all just got along and we didn't have to worry about evil. But that's just not the case. And it never will be the case. There's always going to be evil out there. You've got to be able to protect yourself. It is the great equalizer. A gun is truly the great equalizer, especially for women. You know, men, of course, carry. But women are at a huge disadvantage physically as far as strength. And that gun does give them the ability to fight back in ways that they otherwise couldn't.
Absolutely. Now, you've been involved in the D.C. Project. You kind of leveled up your participation in the legislative world, and we thank you for that. For those of you who are listening, find out more about the D.C. Project by going to dcproject.info. You can find out more about A Girl and a Gun by going to agirlandagun.org. And, Nikki, you have a website as well. Can you tell us a little bit about Denied a Chance before we go to break?
Sure. Denied a Chance is the name of my book that details what all I went through and kind of my Second Amendment journey. And my website is deniedachance.com.
Fantastic. Now, is there any final thought that you'd like to leave with listeners? If there's anyone on the fence about the Second Amendment, what one piece of advice would you give them to open their awareness?
Honestly, I would go the best website that I know of to get the facts is probably crimeresearch.org. You probably have heard of Dr. John Lott Jr. He wrote the book More Guns, mm-hmm. Less Crime. And he is by far the greatest person to go to get the facts on self-defense and handgun carry permit holders. And, you know, less than 1% of handgun carry permit holders ever do anything wrong with a gun. And those types of facts you can find at that website.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. We will definitely be looking that up.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
This is The Weaponized Woman, and this is Lock and Load.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The government is putting migrant families back together. A senior administration official estimates around 500 of the more than 2,300 separated children have been reunited so far. It's still unclear what will happen with the remaining children, but the same official says efforts are underway to set up a centralized reunification process. Drama happening on the floor of the House of Representatives. Congressman Ted Lieu played the viral video of migrant children crying in a detention center.
17 in the House.
Go
protecting the American people and needy.
He was ruled out of order. House Republicans have decided to vote next week on the immigration bill, even though the president has tweeted to drop the effort until after the November elections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this is Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock. Are you home tonight, Tatiana?
I am. I am in Maine.
In Maine. Now, in D.C., it rained today, didn't it? Didn't it sort of dampen the festivities there a little bit?
I don't think you could dampen these ladies, even if it hailed. They are incredibly motivated.
Let me tell you something, young lady. The military took me out on many runs in the hail because it was good training. It can dampen any of us. Anyway, that's all beside the point, isn't it? Because this is the weaponized woman. So please, if you will, and just remember, Tatiana, this is the long segment.
Excellent. Well, we've got a fantastic guest for the long segment. Our next guest from the D.C. Project, a group of 50 women representing 50 states in Washington, D.C. right now, speaking with our lawmakers on behalf of all of our Second Amendment supporters, is Beth Walker. Welcome to Lock and Load Radio, Beth.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
Now, folks, if you're not familiar with Beth, let me give you a little 101 on that. Beth hails from Indiana. She's a professional competitive junior shooter. She's sponsored by, now take a deep breath, Girls with Guns Clothing, Lancer Systems, Zero Tolerance Knives, SPS USA, Eagle Imports, Vortex Optics, Gunfighter Targets, Generation 3 Guns, Cry Havoc Gear, Urban ERT Tactical, Modern Spartan Systems, Indy Ear Pro, Invictus Practical, and ESS Eye Safety Systems. Did I miss anybody?
Oh, no, yeah, that covered it.
Oh, fantastic. Excellent. So
can I ask a logistical question?
Of course.
Yes, sir.
How much does it cost to put all of your sponsors on your shirt?
Well, it depends. It would depend on logo sizing and all of that, but jerseys usually run anywhere from $100 to $250.
And then when they start putting all, that includes all of those logos on it?
Yes, sir, it does.
Can you tell which is the front side from the back side?
It's a little rough. Usually I just go by which side the zipper's on.
Just for my own edification, how old are you?
I'm 16.
Okay, I'm shutting up right now.
I told you she was impressive. I wasn't kidding. Now, I met you in person, Beth, at NRAM this year at the Glock booth.
Yes. Yes, you did. Mm-hmm. It was great finally meeting you. I'd heard a lot about you.
Likewise. And I have been watching your rise and the work that you have been doing. And I have to say, and I told you in person how impressed I was with your level of professionalism, your level of maturity, which rivals many adults, and the quality of your shooting. It is exceptional. And if you are unfamiliar with Beth, you really need to change that. And I'm going to plug you as much as I can because you deserve to be followed by gun knowledgeable people. So follow Beth on Facebook and Instagram at 3GunBeth. That's numeral 3GunBeth. Now, Beth, you have a quote on your Facebook this week. It is a Jane Austen quote, which I have to smile about. And it is, it isn't what we say or think that defines us, but what we do. Now, how does that translate to what you are doing in D.C. right now?
Well, I'm really passionate about the education side of firearms legislation and what we can do in high school, especially since I'm a high school student myself. And I really think that we hear a lot on the media and hear a lot social media-wise about what we can do to change these problems, but people aren't really out there doing it. And so this week, my focus was focusing on firearms education and what we can do in high school to make people more familiar with the situations that we're encountering in real life. And so I wanted to go out and do something about it and really make a connection between reality and the side we see on the media.
And what legislators did you meet with today or over the course of this week?
I met with Senator Todd Young, Senator Joe Donnelly, and Representative Todd Rokita from Indiana, along with Connecticut representatives and senators and New Hampshire representatives and senators.
So you did not let any dust settle on your shoes, and I want to thank you and applaud you for those efforts. You are a busy lady, but that didn't stop there. Today you spoke. You gave a speech today.
I did.
Tell us what message you delivered.
I really wanted to deliver the message of what the firearms industry has impacted my life with. And really, I focused on the respect element and that there is no compromise in the Second Amendment. We see a lot of back and forth, especially in the House and the Senate, on different bills and legislation that's being passed. And every time we're being asked to give up a little bit of our rights so that they can have some gain on their side. And I really believe that the Second Amendment, and when you read it, there is no compromise in that statement. It shall not be infringed.
I don't think it can be said any better than that. How do you feel your message was received? I know the audience you spoke to, I would have been standing and clapping as hard as I can. Do you feel that your message was received well over the course of this experience in D.C.? How did you feel coming out of those meetings?
I felt very well coming out of the meetings. Indiana is a very pro-gun state, so that was more of an easy one for me. But going into the Connecticut meetings, we had some struggle, but I believe that our message was heard, and hopefully it will open up a dialogue over time between our representatives and us as constituents.
Do you think they were surprised or shocked at all to see a young person walk into their office?
Well, I remember last year, the first time I walked into the Indiana rep's office, I got some shocked looks because they thought I was older than I was. And I got very good feedback from all of them. And I feel that I did this year as well.
Well, I can't imagine that you wouldn't. You represent us very, very well. Now, somebody who's in school still, how do you feel your peers respond to the work that you're doing professionally?
Well, I've had kind of a mixed response on both sides. I have some friends that are extremely supportive of me and love what I'm doing, follow me on all my social media, and really keep up with the journeys that I'm going on. But on the other side, I have had some severely anti-reactions to what I'm doing. I've been called a lot of names, been called a murderer by association for what I'm doing. And it's really something where I've had to weigh how important and how passionate I am about what I'm doing, because being a 16-year-old and being called a murderer is kind of a hard thing, especially when there's nothing involved with murder with what I'm doing. And safety is extremely stressed in everything that we do. And so that's something that I've struggled with, but I really believe that I've found where I'm supposed to be in my life, and I'm going to continue doing that no matter what people say or do.
And you're not alone in that in negative energy. There are very few of us who have not received that, not only from strangers, but from people who may be members of our family or part of our social circles. And it is a continued effort to stay true to ourselves and who we are and know that what we are doing is good, that we're promoting the right values, the right skill sets, and we're actually contributing to an overall safety in our community. It's not an isolated thing. So now, Beth, how can people find out more about you online?
So online I have Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. All of them connect to Three Gun Beth, like you said earlier. And just keeping up with me, I have an email address that's connected to my Instagram and Facebook pages. And I'd love to answer any questions that anybody has at any time about the Second Amendment, competitive shooting, getting into the sport, and different disciplines as well.
And for more information about the DC Project, visit dcproject.info. And again, for A Girl and a Gun, go to agirlandagun.org.
One thing that comes to mind, Beth, when they're talking all that stuff to you, if they ask you about all that stuff, tell them that you don't look at guns as a way that you use your intention with guns is to save lives. And
yes.
If they keep pushing it, then you can say, you know, if what you were telling me was true about myself, you wouldn't be able to talk right now. But maybe you shouldn't.
That's very true.
Don't do that in school. Don't do that in school, Beth.
I might get an adverse reaction to that.
Yeah. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't take that advice. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this is this is the weaponized woman. And I want to reiterate this one more time, Beth. If you're still listening, don't take that last piece of advice. Now, anyway.
Oh, Bill.
that's to be left to people like me. That's what I do. When I get the death threats and everything, the gun grabbing, tree hugging, pacifistic types, when they're out there making the death threats, I just get on the air and go, "How you gonna do it?" So anyway.
Hey, I love my trees too. I just love hunting on top of or in them. So it's the same.
See, there's something terrifying about getting on the wrong side of you, though, right? I mean, if it's on the wrong side of me, I sound like I look, and, this is what you would expect. But
yeah, no, Bill, I've seen you shoot. Nice try.
Oh, okay, well.
You are formidable, my friend.
Okay, all right. Very good. Anyway, so we got one more lady to go, and I'm going to pull back and let you have at it.
Wonderful. Well, I'd like to introduce you all to Lauren Hartnett. Lauren is from New York City, believe it or not, a state much like California that continues to have the gun rights of its citizens eroded over time and over legislation that seems to be invented on technology that has not yet arrived in the known world. Beth is a writer for the Loadout Room. She is a instructor at Dynamic Firearms Training. She's an incredible lady. Thank you so much for joining us, Lauren.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, I am excited to have you on here because you are almost in my neighborhood. You're a little south of me, but we're technically quote-unquote New Englanders.
Yeah, it's New York's just a funny and a strange place. It almost makes you feel, though, that you're close to everybody because somebody always knows somebody from the area, too. So it's always a little piece of home for most people.
It is. It's a very small world, and New York makes that very much the case. Now, Lauren, you are in, is this your first DC project trip, or is this or have you been there before?
This is actually my second year with the DC project. I was here last year. I was brought in by Diana last year, and I was arrested in New York, and then this year I was actually one of the team leaders and was still working in New York, and specifically New York City.
Wonderful. Now, you are in the process of opening in a Girl and a Gun chapter in your area despite the immense amounts of restrictions. Is it true that there are a lot of women in your area who are ready and want to learn about firearms?
It is, and it was so awesome because I was nervous when I first spoke to Rob about this last year because I didn't know how many women would actually be interested. So I kind of just threw it out on Facebook and maybe on one or two of my local Facebook groups or neighborhoods in Staten Island and whatnot. And people started sharing it. And the next thing I knew, I had about 150 responses of people that were interested and people that thought it was an awesome idea. And then a lot of people contacted me and said, okay, so how do I get my permit? Where do I go? What do I do? How much is it going to cost me? And I created like a little Facebook group so that I can kind of distill the information to as many people as I could. And women started coming back to me telling me, okay, so I put in my paperwork or I'm in the process of it now. Can you help me with this and help me with that? And I was like, wow, this could really work. I really should probably start looking for a race because this is actually really going to take off and this is really, really going to work.
Now, whom did you meet with this week? For representative?
This week I met with, from New York, I met with a bunch of the offices, mainly from New York City, and I think one or two from right outside of the city in the Putnam area and the Orange County and Westchester area. But the majority of them were from New York City, a couple from Brooklyn, and of course my own district congressman, who his office is always great. So they remembered us from last year, which was awesome because that's kind of the point. And we met with the same legislative aid that we did last year, and it really was awesome because it was that conversation that we want to have. And when we sat there, instead of the formal introduction that we were doing with the other offices, it was so what have you guys been up to this year? What, you know, since I spoke to you last, what are the other states doing? What, you know, what's going on? Tell me all about it. And let's see where we can meet in the middle about stuff. And tell me your thoughts about this. Cause you were at, the conversation was actually not, they were talking about another assault weapons ban. And his aide has spoken to me. And again, this is a conversation from Staten Island, from New York City. And he's like, you know, he realized it wasn't going to work. He goes, yeah, me and the congressman sat down and we looked through it and we were looking at all the ammo and we took a lot of what you guys said last year and how much ammo has been produced in the last couple of years that you could take these guns away, but there's still so much stuff that's out there, like you never take them away. So it's not something that he would support in the future. So I was like, that's so good to hear. You know, that they took what we've been saying and they're hearing us and they're listening to us, and it's not just me, it's every other girl from the D.C. project that's been speaking to our legislators. The word is out there. They know what we're doing, and I think it's been working so great.
It must be. I mean, this, to see the same faces come back, to build that rapport, to continue those conversations is absolutely critical. And to know that everyone that's going, each one of these women that is there, isn't just meeting with one individual. You're meeting with multiple people. For, again, a repeat visit or for the first time. Now, for those, when you're walking into the office of someone who has never met you before, what messages are you delivering?
We want them to know that we're not here to yell in their face and tell them that they're wrong and that we're right. We're here as mothers, daughters, sisters, wives, girlfriends, that all we want to do is be able to protect ourselves, and we want to be able to continue excelling in our sport, and we want to be a resource. We want to prove and show ourselves as educators of the Second Amendment, of educators of the shooting sports, and show that this isn't just what you think it is or what you may have grown up to believe or what the media has shown you to believe, that we're really just normal, everyday women that you walk past on the street who just want to emulate what it means to be an American citizen and a law-abiding citizen and someone who just believes in being able to protect themselves and their bodies how they feel that they need to and their families.
I could not agree more. Now, you are a paramedic. How did you get into shooting to begin with?
So 10 years ago, I started working in EMS in New York City, and a lot of my friends were cops. So they all kind of took me shooting, and it was something that we did as friends and whatnot. But then I really started missing it, I guess, whenever I realized that the things I was looking forward to most was when I knew I was going to be able to shoot, and I was trying to get my friends to take me at any point. And I was still really young at the time. I was 19, so I couldn't own a pistol in New York City yet. So I was kind of looking at every chance I could just to go. And then my aunt at the time lived upstate New York, well, what we consider upstate New York. She lived in Hudson County, and she had started getting into shooting and training, and she became an instructor. So 8 years ago, I took my first formal class from a female instructor, and I think 8 years ago, not a lot of women could say that they were trained formally by a woman. It was starting, but it wasn't as big, I think, as it definitely is today. So she really kind of took off with it, and I kind of just followed right behind her. And then the day I turned 21, I put in for my pistol permit in New York City.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And, you know, it's amazing how that snowball just builds and the momentum continues. Now, for those of you listening who know someone in New York and Staten Island who would benefit from speaking with Lauren and learning from Lauren, how can they find you? How can they reach out?
Definitely through Facebook. My handle is facebook.com/LaurenHartnett. Instagram is the same thing. They can also go to my website, which is www.girls.agun.org. And all my contact information is there. So definitely just reach out, Facebook, Instagram, kind of all over.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And again, we are broadcasting with the DC Project live from Washington.
There you go. Thank you. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.